The Holy Mass, each Holy Mass, is the most sacred moment of our faith. If we could think about this reality, the Holy Mass that we attend every Sunday, we could keep in mind this reality. I'm attending the most sacred moment of my faith. But why? It is because here we can receive, first of all, the body of Christ. From that altar, we can receive the real body of Christ through this sacrament, the Holy Sacrament. This is the first aspect. But we have also a second very important aspect. Because there we receive the body of Christ. But from here we receive the Word of God. There is Christ being served to each of us, and from here is Christ as well. Because Christ is the Word of God. Here it's a kind of altar, and from here we can receive this special grace as well. But the gospel today, it talks about the deaf man. And we see that by the grace of his Son, God has the power to unmute our spiritual lives, allowing his voice to break through our silence and restore our communication with him. How many times and in how many ways maybe the Word of God is mute in our lives. We can't hear this word. And in how many times maybe we are mute before God and we can't speak with him. And it's interesting, this aspect of our spiritual life, especially for those who are familiar with the new online meetings. How many times we experience this reality? Oh, Father, you are mute. Or unmute your mic. We have to unmute the voice of God, the Word of God in our lives. And maybe we have to unmute us, each of us, and with this grace, we can speak to God. We can establish this special communication with him. Being able to hear his voice and speak to him. But sometimes, maybe it is our heart that is muted. We can't hear, we can't see, we don't feel nothing before God. But how to unmute our spiritual life and how to unmute the Word of God in our lives? This is the challenge for each of us, because it is not like in our computer, just click. No, there is no magic click. We have to cultivate our spiritual life. In some way, we are invited to create more space, more room for God in our lives. First of all, in our hearts. It's so important when we are aware that there is room inside of us for him, that he can live within us, with us, walking in our spiritual journey with each of us. And how many times we feel abandoned, without faith. We think that God maybe forgot me. But no, God is still there. Maybe he is mute and we can't hear his voice, but he's there because he wants to walk with us. His arms are always open to each of us. Even if I'm feeling alone, without his grace, without his presence, I know by faith that he is with me. And it is so important when my faith, when what I believe can keep alive this truth in my life. And in each Sunday, the church has this mission. In each Sunday, we can, I could say, give this kind of gentle reminder. God is in your life. You are not alone. Maybe he is mute, or maybe your voice before him is mute, but he can listen, he can stay, and he wants to stay with each of us. And this is the miracle beyond physical healing, the miracle that can happen in our spiritual life. And it is so beautiful when we see that even in the midst of the challenges and the hard and tough times of our lives, God is still there. I truly believe that he is with me. It is not because the things are not going well that I think that God is not with me. Because no, he is with me always and all the time. It's important to separate two aspects of our faith and life. One aspect is our feeling, my feelings, what I have in my heart at this moment of my life. Another aspect, it is what I believe, what I have in my mind about God, his word, and his grace. Sometimes the problem is not the faith. Sometimes the problem is my feeling. But if it is clear for me that one thing is what I'm feeling at this moment and another thing is my faith, probably I will learn how to walk with him. And may God bless all of us, all of us. I don't know what you are living at this moment of your life, but I know who wants to live and stay with you always. As I said, maybe he is mute at this moment, but we can, with our faith, unmute the word and the voice of God in our lives. We can, with our faith, unmute our voice before God. And may God bless all of us. Amen.